Welcome to the Decatur City Church Podcast. Today we're wrapping up our Christmas devotional series by hearing from our lead pastor, Tinsley Almond. Don't forget to head over to decaturcity.org/Christmas to catch up on previous weeks, listen to some great Christmas music, and learn about a few fun Christmas experiences for you and your family. For now, here's Tinsley with a short message about the hope this season represents, both this week and all year long. And from all of us at Decatur City Church, we hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
Each December, we recount the details of the first Christmas so often that they're almost empty syllables at this point. We throw around words like manger without really picturing the reality of childbirth and what probably amounted, well, to a pig pen. Now, I'm not going to make you go through any sort of, you know, close your eyes and imagine the scene exercise, but I do want to invite you to think about these events as more than a folk story set to a song. You've got Caesar in his palace in Rome, confident that history will remember his name. Meanwhile, the only figure from this period whose impact will last beyond their time on earth is being born in a barn on the outskirts of a town that's so small, it's barely on a map. In hindsight, it's not surprising that the dark world of those ancient human kingdoms didn't recognize the light when it landed among them. I'm sure that it would shock the leaders of that world to know that the most transformative figure in human history was being born right underneath their nose. In fact, in the first chapter of John, it almost comes across like the source of all power is showing up in such a way as to mock our very ideas about who matters, about what's important, and where authority comes from. And all these years later, on the other end of history, we remember the child born that night as a king who would show us what true power looks like by giving up his rights and dying to serve people who hated him. Even though it has often seemed in the years since that the darkness was going to snuff that light out, it never has. And John promises us that no matter how hopeless things may feel, it never will. As we've talked about this month, he tells us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He reminds us that the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and to all who believed, he gave the right to become children of God. And when our hopes are dashed, John assures us in him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind, the light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So, as we celebrate this week, let the words of John remind you and remind all of us that no matter what we're facing or how dark it seems, Christmas is a celebration of a light that came into our world to offer hope when things seem hopeless, to offer grace when we fall short, and to offer us the assurance that darkness doesn't get to win.